Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
One alive, one dead. One fictional. It's up to you who you choose. You pick them all. It's up to you who you choose. You pick them all. Who you having? Make it who you wish. This is your dinner party. And it's your guest list.
Hello, and welcome to episode 20 of Guest List with Jake Lambert, the podcast where I interview comedians to find out who would be their perfect dinner party guests. But they can only pick three. One has to be alive, one has to be dead, and one has to be fictional. This week we are joined by Morgan Rees. Morgan Rees is a very good friend of mine and a very good comedian, so it's lovely to chat with him. Before we get on with that, just to say thanks to everybody for downloading. Please remember to subscribe, to tell your friends, tell your family, all that stuff. It does make a difference, it does mean a lot. Oh, and please leave a review. Again, it does make a huge difference. What else do I have to say? Yes, gigs. I have gigs coming back in now. I had my first two gigs this weekend, on Friday and Saturday night. And tonight I'm in London, and next weekend I am in Brighton for the Brighton Fringe. And then I have got gigs in Birmingham, Nottingham, Oxford, back to Brighton, Cambridge, more in London. What's this one? Warren on the Beach, which I don't actually know about it. Warren on the Beach. I'm going to Google to find out where is Warren on the Beach. Folkestone. Oh, great. I love gigging in Folkestone. It's always really fun. So, yes, I'm there on the 1st of July. In Derby, back to Brighton, in Bath, Lyme Regis. I'm all over. Check them out on the website, jakelambertcomedy.com. But for now, please enjoy my conversation with Morgan Rees. What games do you play?
Currently, it's absolutely diabolical. I don't know whether you used to play a game called Dynasty Warriors.
No, but that just sounds like it sounds too broad. Like that's not a real game.
Yeah. You ever play Shoot 'em Up?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to Google Dynasty Warriors.
Oh, it's absolutely diabolical. But you can plunge hours into it. You can really waste away your life.
I thought when you said Dynasty Warriors, I should have said what I pictured was somebody riding a horse, and that's the first image I've seen is somebody on a horse.
yeah, it's a hack and slash. So see, I think
that is like literally the sixth word on its Wikipedia. Dynasty Warriors is a series of hack and slash.
Yeah, I'm literally a spokesperson for this game. There's nine iterations of it, and it's the same story in each one.
Oh my! What's it on? Like PlayStation or Xbox?
PlayStation. It's absolutely. Oh. I cannot unrecommend this game enough. It's awful. The graphics are bad. I think the reviews are probably awful as well.
Do you play it online?
No. I'm not a social gamer.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. No, thank you.
What are you playing?
I haven't played for so long. I bought Spider-Man during the first lockdown. So incredible game. Absolutely love it. And then just yesterday, I downloaded a snowboarding game. I ski, but I've missed going on the holidays. And then I forgot that I used to love those games. They're just so nice to look at. And to play, I watch video games on YouTube. A little treat when I'm stuck working. I don't follow a gamer or anything like this. Yeah. I literally just like, for example, now one of the tabs I've got open is
Chippendale Rescue Rangers. So I just watch like a little bit of that as like a walkthrough, just because it's like nostalgic in my head.
Yeah, it'd be like watching the old Tony Hawk ones again.
I watched that yesterday.
I love the fact you bought a game because you missed it. You missed that thing. That's why I bought Tekken.
I've ended up buying one of those, you know, those little plastic tables. You've got to put the right shaped block in each hole. I'm like, I'm just really reverting back.
Yeah.
I've got a rattle. So I downloaded it. And then I just played. It's amazing. So it's now like you can snowboard, you can ski, but it's gone on so advanced when I played the game, which was like a race down a hill, well, mountain. Mm-hmm. But now you get like, you can do like online a free terrain of actual, like the Alps. So I'm snowboarding like down the Alps while like I could see other people around the world just doing the same thing. So it's like being an actual ski resort. It's insane.
I love stuff like that. Isn't that the same as Spider-Man? Isn't that like actually New York?
It's actually New York. I went and saw the hotel I stayed in last time I was there. Just swung by.
Swung by.
Well, what you got there? A tea or coffee?
Coffee. Oh, I got an espresso maker.
Oh, where's, I can't see it. What I have noticed is your bin lid is open.
Yeah. Yes.
Are you happy with that?
Oh,
okay. No.
Message received.
Thank you. We've got the same bin. You can't hear me.
I'm back, sir. I'm back.
That was so passive of me. It was literally like, it's went, oh, you're happy with that, are you?
I 100% get it. I know there's nothing meant with that.
But Morgan knows what I'm like. Morgan and I have lived together 3 times. During Edinburgh, 3 Edinburghs. Yes. Mm-hmm. And we were going to do the 4th before the lockdown.
Yes, and it all happened.
You know what it's like to live with me.
Yeah, I like living with you.
Thank you very much. I like living with you. You're very, you keep, well, it's because you keep yourself to yourself. Obviously, we chat, but I mean, you like, you don't sort of leave stuff around, if that makes sense.
No. I'm very much, I listened to the podcast the other day. I think you were saying about your room's really tidy. I think you were saying, and the exact opposite. Communal spaces have to be tidy. Ah. My room is an absolute, it's like Phoebe's cup, not Phoebe's, Monica's cupboard. It's like, absolute car crash in my room.
Oh, are you the same in your person? Like you're well groomed, you've got nice haircut, and then inside in your head's absolute chaos.
Yeah, it's pretty much that. I think that's a nice analogy, isn't it?
Sorry about that. Just absolutely slamming your flat because you've got the bin open and just slating your mental state. Yeah. Thanks for coming on.
Is his bin open? Probably fucking mental.
won't live with him again. That's one way to learn.
So are you missing Edinburgh then?
Do you mean, am I missing it in an emotional way or am I not going this year?
Emotional way.
Thanks. Just wasn't sure, but I'm giving a really deep answer. You went, I just meant, are you going? I just really let it all out.
Yeah, just let out everything about it, where you see your career going, where you are, where you hope it's going. I'm thinking of quitting. All right, so we'll get the deposit back then.
So that's a no, is it? I did miss it, although it was actually nice to not go. It was my first one since I started comedy to not be, to actually be in London in August. And actually London was sort of open. So I did sort of get to be around and see people and do things. So I did, but this time I was really sort of gutted that it wasn't going to happen. I think some people are going. I was speaking to, I was with Joanne McNally last week, and she said she's going because her agency, she's with Off the Curb, but her Irish promoter or whatever takes David O'Doherty, and he, I guess, through them takes, I'm not sure if he's going, I'm about to spill the beans about him doing it, Edinburgh or something, but she said something along the lines of they want her to go. So I think people are going this year, but I just think you might as well just wait.
I think so. I think gigs are about, or just put them on.
Yeah, exactly. Because I just think it would be the same as, like, if you went to the same holiday, like villa or something, or resort every year, and then one year they went, you can go this year, but you're only allowed out of the villa for 2 hours a day and the beach is shut. I'd go, I'll probably just skip it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like, there's no point doing it half-heartedly.
Yeah.
I'll go when it's fully open.
Yeah. And like fighting for a sun lounger when you've got all day is hard enough. When you've got the 2 hours, that's a bloodbath, isn't it?
Yeah. And you have to wait 50 minutes in between someone else using it anyway, so someone can come wipe it down. I'll leave it.
Yeah.
Are you going? I should have checked before I said that.
Yeah, taking the debut.
Just put a £10,000 deposit down, can't wait.
Yeah. Last day in this place, just sold it so I could go to the Edinburgh Fringe. That's obviously a joke. I don't own this place. No, it's. I think I miss it. I think. I don't know. I don't miss the stress of it. Yeah. I don't
miss
the only thing I don't miss is like the whole, what's the correct way of putting it, best way? But I'm sorry if you can hear, I got builders outside. Sorry if that's, you're picking that up. But one, they sing, but one of them's got an incredible voice.
Oh, wow. That's a very Bristolian thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I feel like that could only work with sort of Bristol and Wales.
Yes.
Yeah, where they just, you wouldn't have that in Essex.
No. I should say great voice, but what they're saying, awful, unrepeatable.
awful stuff.
Yeah. Well, I hired them. No, it was
they're wolf whistling women, but and catcalling, but in tone.
Yeah. Yeah.
In all sorts of notes.
Yeah. All kinds of wrong. That'd be quite funny. Just, what's that? Oh, it's awful.
That was lovely, though.
Yeah. The pianist. Yeah. That's what I'm not missing. The PR nonsense.
Yeah.
Pretending what the show's about.
Oh, my God. Like, yeah.
Rather than just being 50 minutes of jokes. I'm actually tackling masculinity. Because I make a your dad joke instead of your mum. I don't know.
I'm doing Brighton Fringe. So I'm just a couple of nights of doing like a work in progress show. And they were like, can you write a bit about what the show's about? I was like, no, because I don't know what's going to work on. It's a work in progress. Jake has not been able to gig for a year. Is he going to try and see if the notes he made make any sense? Come along.
Yeah.
£8.
I can't wait. Don't get me wrong. I cannot wait to gig again. When initially it started, I didn't miss gigging. And I was like, oh no, maybe I dislike comedy. Maybe I hate comedy because I don't miss this at all. And then about 3 months went by and I sort of just went, oh God, I haven't had validation in ages. I know you're supposed to have self-validation, but... You know, there's only so much you can give yourself, otherwise you turn a nutter.
You get the builders outside to start singing. You're doing great. You're doing great.
Yeah. Pay them to laugh. We want more. Absolute belting encore.
And you're just doing stuff like, look a bit nervous building that wall, mate. Looks like you're bricking it.
Yes, please. something plastered.
Great.
Yeah, I stole my joke, something. I'll show my door.
Oh, is there?
No. It's
the builders can hear you.
The builders.
You've been slagging us off.
Oh, God. That's going to make me giggle.
Morgan?
Yes.
There's been a knock at the door.
Uh-huh.
First guest of the evening.
Yes.
It's your alive guest.
A live guest, yes. My alive guest.
Who's at the door?
Oh. Sorry. Sorry.
You listen to the show.
Yeah, I know. I do listen to the show. I'm so eager. So,
go on. Who's at the door?
That's like me going onto off menu, just shouting poppadoms or bread at them.
Don't mention our podcast on here, thank you.
Oh, sorry. sorry. Cut that one out. I should say, when it comes to when I was picking these guests, I sort of thought it have to be a dinner. So it's the people that I want to meet. But also, they have to add value to a dinner party. I wanted to make sure that
yes,
it has to be. I don't want to meet my idols. I still want to have a good time, and I wanted them all to meld together as well.
Right.
I didn't want it to be like, you know, when friends invite friends, and you just go, absolutely. You didn't give me a heads up on this at all. I didn't sign up to hang out with your mate. So my first guest, my live guest is the one, Anthony Hopkins.
Ooh, phenomenal shouts. Can you just help me with something that I didn't quite understand about the Oscars this year?
Yes.
Usually I'm all over the Oscars. I think as a coping mechanism, because the world's not right, I've just sort of ignored it. So yep. I could see everybody on Twitter was it that they wouldn't let him call in, or was he like, had he fallen asleep or something?
No, I think it's just because he was in Wales. He didn't fly over. So yeah, he did like a recorded message.
Oh, right. And everyone was loving it. Was it funny or something?
No, I don't think so. I think everyone just, because it was just him. I think almost like his camera phone. He was just in his garden in Wales. Everyone's dolled up to the nines and flown over and probably quarantined. And he's just there in his garden going, hello.
Just like your granddad sending you a birthday message.
Yeah, just the top of his head. 99% of it was Sky.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, he was very nice about it. And I think he said so, he was very, very very charming about it. So was it Chadwick Boseman is his name? Because also I think they moved that award to last, which everyone sort of thought, Chadwick must have won then. Because obviously it's not going to be a speech. So everyone just went, he's won. And then Anthony Hopkins won.
Okay. Oh, God. Right.
Yeah.
But then that's a lovely person to win, isn't it? Because it's just a nice man.
Yeah. I think that's the other thing. He's like, I think definitely the Welshness. Definitely. He's also a Valleys boy. He's from Port Talbot. I'm from Merthyr. I fell in love with, Silence of the Lambs is my favourite movie. I loved it as a kid. As like a teenager. I just kept on watching it. And I just became fascinated with him. And then he's like one of those
actors quite sinister. Of all the films to rewatch and rewatch and rewatch. I mean, for example, I've been rewatching and rewatching Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
Yeah, very true. But I don't know what it was. I was just mesmerized by him. And I just kept on watching him in different interviews and stuff. And he was like one of those people that, you know, when you get into someone and you just go, I'm going to go through this person's catalogue.
Yeah. And what else is up there for you?
Of his performances.
Yeah.
Remains of the Day, he's absolutely phenomenal in that.
I don't think I've seen Remains of the Day.
It's really good. It's really Emma Thompson's in it as well. A young Emma Thompson's in it. I think they play, if I remember right, they play service people, butlers, and they can't admit they're in love, and it's all that sort of stuff because it breaks the code.
Have you seen The Two Popes?
No, I've heard another one. I heard great things.
Just phenomenal acting. You know, when it's just two people sort of acting each other almost off screen. Just if it was anyone else, maybe the film wouldn't work. Maybe it would. Maybe that's disrespectful to the writers and the directors, but. They're so good.
I've met him once in brief, really briefly.
That was about to be my next question. Have you met him? That's amazing.
Well, at the moment he's in Wales, so everyone's spotting him in like Greggs and stuff.
Oh,
well, it was so funny because if you don't know, he's a musician as well. So I don't know if you follow him on social. If you follow him on social media, he's absolutely bonkers. He's brilliant. So he just plays loads. He loves classical music. He's a classically trained pianist. He's phenomenal. He does a lot of the arrangements in the films. So I went to a recital, a live performance of his music, and he was there.
I've always wanted to do something like that with like Hans Zimmer or something.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, it was one of the best things I've done. It was so much fun. It was also one of the people that got me into playing piano. When I sort of realized, oh, you can have more than one skill, I just thought you could be good at one thing.
And what did you think that one thing you were good at was, Morgan?
Well, I don't know. I thought for ages, I've always wanted to be a writer, but I didn't write until I was 22. Where am I going with this? Oh, yeah, so the music. One was my one thing. I wanted to write for ages, but I didn't think I was any good, so I didn't do it until I was 22. And then, I used to like read about writing and watch about writing, but I was too scared to ever do it because I thought I was rubbish.
And then
I got to
show your bedroom.
Where's it going with this? And then I got to the final year of university and I just went, I'm doing it because I can't just go. I dipped my toe in the corporate world, worked for IBM, worked for an investment bank. I just went, this can't be the life for me.
That's not you. Yeah.
Yeah. I should say I'm still in full-time employment in those companies. But I still have a day job. But where was I going with this? Oh, yeah. So I met Anthony Hopkins. I was at this live recital and he was doing like a little meet and greet, only briefly, a little queue. And there was someone, pardon my pun, who was such a massive fan, big super fan. She had about 10 big, oh not 10, like 3 bouquets of flowers in her hands. And she dolled up to the night. She was like, everyone else was just sort of dressed as we are now. But she would pop a gown. And she just, she was one in front of me. And she just spoke, she chewed his ear off. She was just crying. And he was so lovely. And he was so nice to her. And he was so engaging and giving. And then she moves away. And he just looks at me and goes, eek.
Incredible. That is so good.
Yeah. I just went, love you.
And then you just started crying, pulled out your bag, a bag full of like more flowers.
I unzipped the suitcase.
And then you go, I love her even more than my mum. that's almost the perfect interaction because he clearly saw you as like, you're somebody that I can have a laugh with. And because that's a risky move, isn't it? Because you could have been a bit mad anyway.
That's amazing.
It made my world
do that. Because then it was very nice meeting you. Thank you so much. A quick handshake. Because I could have just walked. I could have 180, just turned on my heel. That's everything I need.
I think it'd be so lovely.
Which makes me think he'd be such good value at a dinner party.
It's so good. I reckon he would be. You're right about the choices. Being somebody who's actually good at a dinner party, he will have a drink, he will have anecdotes.
Yeah.
And he'll be happy to share them as well. Imagine he's somebody who just loves his life.
Oh, yeah. I know it's a cliche, living your best life, but literally, he records himself and puts them on social media, and you can tell that is exactly what he's doing. He loves his life. He loves his craft and he loves his life. You just go, yep, sign me up.
Because you could watch his work and you could think he was a very serious actor and a very serious person. But I guess he's a serious actor, but he's not a serious person.
Yeah.
I've seen these like almost mad posts come through from him.
Yeah, he just goes bananas in his trailer.
Yeah.
And then pops out to set. They might just go like, time to be the Pope.
Then do the same thing.
Yeah.
Speaking in tongues.
That's so funny. That's just going over his lines.
If it was the other way around, I'd go, anyway, the key to acting is really being in the role and really delivering and making sure people believe you are who you are. Okay? And action.
That's incredible.
So how old is he now?
Oh, great game. I think he's...
Okay, great game, yeah.
Okay, we'll say number after five.
Okay.
Yeah. One, two, three, four, five, 85.
84.
Oh! Okay.
I'm Googling Anthony Hopkins. Here we go. 83.
Okay. He takes it.
And born on the 31st of December, 1937. Morgan, there's been another knock at the door. It's the second guest of the evening. It's your dead guest. So who's at the door?
At the door is Joan Rivers.
Oh, phenomenal. I think she might have come up before. You listened to the show. Has she come up before?
I can't remember. I know she's definitely been mentioned. Whether she's come up, whether she's been.
It might have been a prediction of mine.
Yeah.
That is such a good shout.
Joan's one of those sort of people, the same for like Anthony Hopkins and the fella. She was working right up until, and I have so much. She's one of the people that got me into comedy. Which sounds good. Even though our acts are so different, like something I never has something I never want to emulate. But when she was one of the first people I saw, I think it was her live the Apollo set.
Yes.
And I just watching her on stage, just strutting. And again, she was in her 70s at this point, just be absolutely bona fide hilarious. It just sent like light bulbs, just electricity through my brain, just going. No, I think when it comes to like stand up, I know it's a bit of an ugly thing to admit, but there is like a definite power sort of thing. She just she just looked so having a great laugh, demanding a room, not demanding a room, but
commanding. Yeah,
commanding. Thank you, commanding.
Listen to me.
Also, I think she'd be good. I think she'd be good at a dinner party because I know she was like feisty and contentious in a lot of ways, especially towards the end.
Yeah.
But I think in a dinner party, it's quite nice having someone that's sort of a low-key liability.
Yeah. She's going to be very willing to sort of spill the beans and to sort of open up and give anecdotes and stories of gossip because she did that when the cameras were on. So imagine what she'd be like when the cameras were off. But you're right about the way like commanding the room is like I think it's going to slowly come in over here in comedy because over here we sort of like the loser a lot. But because comedy is becoming more international now with like Netflix, Americans are just so much more rock and roll and like cool when they're on stage. And then so I think that's going to start to, what's the word? Seep in over here. I guess you've got acts like Catherine Ryan, I know she's Canadian, but she is very sort of it's very sort of glamorous, isn't it? And very looking very striking. Yeah. In fact, I remember Catherine Ryan doing an incredible joke, which was after Joan Rivers died, because I guess she's sort of the new sort of Joan Rivers. She's very sort of outspoken. Yeah. And do you know the joke? Because Joan Rivers died having plastic surgery on the operating table, and then Catherine Ryan said, "I'm going to butcher the joke here." She said something along the lines of, don't feel sad for her because Joan Rivers got what she finally wanted, which was to stop aging.
It's so good. It's perfect.
I did some support work with Jack D, and he would tell me these sort of stories of people he'd met and people he'd worked with. And he said I think apparently he recently did this on a thing. I'm not sure if he's on John the Voss or something, because I told it to somebody and they'd heard it, that when she did Live at the Apollo, she bought her own toilet seat.
I mean, this story.
So she bought her own toilet seat with her to use the toilet. Why? But I guess she just refused to use one that someone else had used, which is, you've got maybe some logic there, but an insane thing to be carrying around with you. Arguably more disgusting than just using a toilet seat someone else had used.
Yeah. I'm presuming that's all like kept with all the other stuff.
Yeah, so. I know. And if you are covering it in something, you might as well just use that cover on the actual seat. You know, you can get that sort of. Have you ever been at airports when you press the button and a new plastic thing comes out and covers the seats?
No, I've never seen that.
Yeah, so I don't know how it works, but it's like a conveyor belt, but I guess it never comes around twice, hopefully. But it's like clear sort of light plastic that comes around and just goes around the toilet seat. So it's a brand new thing. No two people ever touch the toilet seat. I mean, this has got quite a crass conversation. So, let's bring it back to Joan Rivers. She inspires your comedy. Amazing. What age are you going to bring her back at? Would it be the age you saw her at the Apollo?
Brilliant question.
Thank you.
I think so, yeah. I think so.
Yeah, I think
you're on the 60s, 70s mark. Because I think there was another thing with regards to like when she, because when she died, Sarah Silverman said a brilliant thing, where she said the saddest part about Joan dying was the fact she wasn't done. And I've always liked that, because like she had like a weekly talk show on YouTube when she died. So what was that? What's that? 6 years ago?
And you just go,
she was making online content in her 80s, and obviously trailblazed in the 60s and stuff.
And it's good to bring her back later, because then she's got more stories. I think Rachel Fairbairn said the same about Elvis, I think, was that, of course, you want them a bit later when they've experienced stuff and they've got the stories. That's when you want them. I mean, that's perfect. And a question I always ask people when it's on the dead guest is, it's a question now for you, Morgan. If you could ask her one question, what would it be?
I'll do my workings out loud. In my head, the first thing I want to ask for is advice, something comedy related. But then what would it be? What is it I want to know? I would tell her what makes you keep going.
She's dead.
Well, no, is it like keep working?
I'm not gonna say who. What made her keep going? She'd be like, you brought me back, Morgan. You tell me. I don't know how I'm here.
Yeah, I was walking towards the light. It turns out it's a shitty party. It's your house.
Got a wolf whistle by some construction workers outside.
Yeah, she would have loved that.
Yeah, absolutely slammed them back.
Yeah.
So you would say, what was it that kept you going?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. The fact that she was constantly working, still writing jokes, still making shows, always touring. Some comics tap out when they start having a family.
Does she have a family?
40. Yeah, yeah. So she did a lot of work with her daughter, Melissa.
Oh, okay.
And then
what does Melissa do?
I think she's a TV personality, sort of fashion sort of thing. They co-hosted like a lot of stuff. So she had like
a lot of stuff on E, doesn't she?
Yeah, the channel.
Not the. That's what kept her going.
Excellent. Oh, so funny.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Another knock at the door. Fictional guest. Who's at the door?
30 Rock's Jack Donaghy.
Oh my God. So I had Jeremy Flynn on here. The episode hasn't come out yet. It would have done by the time this one goes out. And that's who I picked for him.
Really?
Yeah. So, wow. So we spoke about it at the end. Such a great character.
Oh, so good. So I love Jack Donaghy. I love him. He's a drunk, power hungry name dropper. It was like, that's everything I want to be.
Yeah, exactly. And I did just tell an anecdote about Jack D. But this is my podcast, Morgan, and I'm in charge. So tell me about this power hungry name dropper.
I just think he's so funny. I think. And also, this is another, because it could have been like, because I know a lot of people have chosen, like I think, so was it Brent and stuff. I think there's something that's writing like a comedy character, but I think the entertainment would just be the spectacle of them being there, like having Partridge there. Would I enjoy time with Partridge? No, but I would absolutely love it I'd love an evening with Jack Donaghy, though.
Oh, it's perfect. He's such a ridiculous character. Alec Baldwin, anyway, is phenomenal. I always find him so funny. Something about him, when he was like cameoed in Friends, he's hilarious. Recently watched him in Fun with Dick and Jane, a Jim Carrey film. He's just almost like ridiculously lovable about him.
Yeah.
He's amazing. And it's such a good character.
It's so funny. Because he's like horrifically right wing, or not right wing, what's it, Republican there?
But it's just,
I don't know. I wish I was more articulate with just how funny I find him. I think, again, he's one of those people as well that it just dives he puts 2 feet into everything. I love the fact he's not snobbish about it as well.
Yes. Yeah. It's one of those things, actually. He's one of the few comedic characters who I love, but I can't nail what it is. It's all because the character's incredible. So it's almost quite, it's ridiculous character, but you can't sort of do an impression of it.
Yeah.
Because I can't quite nail what it is, but he's just so funny with like his whole, you're right, it's 2 feet into everything, isn't it? And because he will go, I love it, it's great, da-da-da, and he's just in. And it could be the most ridiculous invention that he's decided to put some money into, or just the ridiculous ideas for the show. And it is just almost like he's portraying who I guess so many people they've worked with, which is these power-hungry people at the top of production companies who are basically like children with millions and millions and millions of dollars to spend on entertainment. And it's completely in the wrong hands.
Yeah. Yeah, it's such a brilliant character for that. He absolutely nailed it. I mean, like the fact that he positions himself in the writer's room, he puts things in it because he just goes, anything I'll do, I'll be incredible at. Yeah, I did that classic thing every comic did in lockdown, as in I wrote a sitcom. I'd never written a sitcom before, a sitcom pilot. I was like, what's the one thing I'm going to do? I'm going to watch 30 Rock. And then I wrote it and I just went, I just wrote 30 Rock in a gym.
30 Rock hard.
30 reps.
It's ended, isn't it? Is there any talk of it coming back?
They did a coronavirus special. They shot it all socially distant. Yeah, they did a coronavirus special.
How did I miss this? Oh my God, Morgan, as you know from the show, I always take something away that I can go and research.
Yeah.
This is it. This is what I'm watching. Amazing. What's that on?
Oh, somewhere illegal online, I think.
Okay. Because I watch it all through, I think it's on Sky, that they have them all on there.
Yeah.
But I wonder if they put it on there.
I think so, probably. Or we've got one of those dodgy sticks, you know, the ones that go everything on.
Such a good choice. I can't recommend that show enough. It's ridiculous.
It's so good. It's so brilliant. I love the relationship between Liz and Jack. All the characters are phenomenal. It's so tiny. It's one of those ones when I was learning about storylines and plots, and I think you talk about it with like Seinfeld as well, in the fact that it's so rich and dense with characters, but each one of them has a storyline in each episode. And you just go, how is that possible?
Yeah, Kenneth is such an amazing character as well. He plays that so well. And his sort of narrative throughout the thing is brilliant.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, and Tracy my favorite Morgan, Kenneth Tina moment. Fey. Go on.
My favorite Kenneth moment is that I think LL Cool J's in an episode and he plays a producer. But for some reason, Kenneth keeps on rubbing him up the wrong way and they end up having beef. And I think they're in a club. And like LL Cool J, I'm going to do a hack impression of LL Cool J. But he sort of just goes, yo, man, we got any beef? And Kenneth goes, no, but I do have your nose. And he just goes and pops his nose. But it's not even that. It's about LL Cool J then turns to like his crew and just goes, yo, Weasel, go get my nose. And just like, that's the funniest thing I've seen. LL Cool J.
That's so good. Because it's sort of doing the extras thing, isn't it? Because you've got stars being absolutely ridiculous in it, but happily to play along. And Kenneth, I reckon if you've never seen 30 Rock, you certainly know Kenneth. You would recognise that voice. And it's like the perfect, like, no one else could have been cast as that. It's almost like Mackenzie Crook as Gareth in The Office.
Mm.
You can't go anywhere else. It is exactly what you... And he is that sort of thing, really, isn't it? But he's just the lovable one. The lovable...
Yeah.
Ah, it's incredible.
Was it the running joke that he might be immortal?
Yeah.
He's lived for centuries.
Which is almost, within the character, completely believable.
Yeah.
He's almost like another world. It is like an alien on Earth figuring it out, but so subtle. Great choice. I'm so happy. Morgan, we've got the quick fire round.
Yeah.
Some questions about what it would be like to have a dinner party with Morgan Rhys. Beer or wine?
Beer.
Whiskey or gin?
Gin.
Ooh. Starter or dessert?
Starters, all the way starters.
Oh, really? Not a sweet tooth.
Not a sweet tooth. I double down on starters, two mains. Absolutely adore it.
What's your favourite starter?
Excellent question. We're not doing off. What's my favourite starter? And main and drink. favourite starter. Gotta be chicken wings.
Ooh. Is that a classic starter?
I don't think I'm having them first. I don't think it is a classic starter, no.
What's your favourite?
I go to an Asian fried chicken place every Friday.
Every Friday.
It's like my treat to myself for the week. I know it's very dull, sort of just treating yourself to the same thing the whole time.
That is so up my alley. I mean, currently my takeaway of choice has been, during lockdown, has been Neat Burger, which is like a vegan burger. But I like the patty, but I think I must have it vegetarian, so I have it with cheese, unless it's vegan cheese. I think Lewis Hamilton, I think it's a vegan restaurant, so it must be vegan cheese, but I've never really noticed. But anyway, sorry, tangent. But it's so good that if I get a takeaway, it's just that I love it so much. Yeah. So completely
what
agree.
Things, I would never, what about you saying Lewis Hamilton's a vegan?
Yeah, I care for the environment and I care for animals, but I'm also going to pump so much petrol into the environment on a weekly basis for the majority of the year. And also, when I'm not actually in the car, I am flying around the world to get to the next place.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's not sailing to the Formula One, is he? Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, lovely chicken wing starter. I'm in. Meat or vegan? Well, you just said chicken wings for starter, so I think we know where that's going.
Yeah, I think so.
Sorry, Lewis. I should...
I'm not anti-vegan. It's just I love meat. I love meat so much. It's quite often I love roasting meat. I've gotten into roasting meat. So I think I'm a young dad without the kids. I'm a childless dad, and I thought I've just gotten so into like slow cooking.
Right. But so I just said Morgan hasn't got children. It's not that he's not allowed to see them. He's not also dressing up as a superhero at weekends.
Yeah.
Music or games?
Ooh, no. Music, definitely music.
What type of music would you have, do you reckon? And do you reckon they'd be up for karaoke? I reckon all three of them would be.
Yes.
Culture or politics?
Culture.
Yeah, safer. Signature dish.
Oh, this is quick fire. So I'm thinking it's got to be. It sounds daft, carbonara.
Oh, I used to love carbonara. Now I don't eat red meat, so I can't have the bacon, but I used to love a carbonara. I think it's called a carbonara because they used to cook it on the shovel in Italy. So it would be the carbon from the shovel.
Oh, if so, that's a brilliant lie.
Lovely choices. Right. We now go through who I picked for you.
Oh, I'm so excited for this.
So, for Alive, I went with Anthony Hopkins.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I was just
What made you think that?
Well, because I was like, you're Welsh and you're quite proud Welsh. And I know that you're like, I know you're into rugby, but I don't think you're like that into it to sort of have somebody. I don't think there'd be much to get on there. And I did, with you, I did sort of think about, I know that you love to sort of discuss comedy. So I did go through, maybe I was going to go for like Steve Martin or Stephen Wright, who like write one-liners. Yeah. And then I was like, I think you'd enjoy that, but actually a dinner party. And then I just went to work, and the first big fun Welsh person I thought of was Anthony Hopkins. So I went for it.
Amazing. That's incredible.
Oh, thank you very much. That's
brilliant. That's blown me away.
Such a good reaction. For Dead, I went with Albert Einstein.
Did you really?
Yeah.
It's because I studied maths.
Yeah. Because you studied maths and you love it, and you even your comedy is very like almost like equations, and you are constantly. I remember one Edinburgh, you had a joke which was it along the lines of, I hope you don't mind me saying it on here, and I'm sorry to put you a joke. It was along the lines of, the idea was of having a welcome mat the other way around, so the world seems more welcoming.
Inviting. Yeah.
More inviting. Yeah, you wouldn't say the word welcoming twice, of course. And I remember you saying to me some mornings, and this honestly, for the listener, we lived together for close to a month in Edinburgh. I reckon there were some mornings, the first thing Morgan would say to me, I would wake up in the morning, I'd go, you'd be there making a coffee, and you'd go, can I ask you something? Should it be the wrong way around or the other way around? Not a hello, not a good morning, not a how are you? I need to know which word works best for this joke.
I don't know whether I'm really into jokes now or really rude.
But it would always just be like, because we lived together, it was like the niceties. We know we're both well. We know we're maybe hungover. We know we had a good night. However, this welcome mat. And it was just, I never knew which. I always think I should have checked in and asked which one worked best.
I think it was the other way.
I think the other way makes sense because the wrong could suggest upside down.
Yes, that's I think that was the suggestion people were making.
Right. Yeah. So it's a lovely joke.
On other way. Yeah, it's such a dumb joke. I need to do it. Yeah, I'll probably do it again.
I've done it for a year.
Yeah. It's not like the world hasn't been inviting for a little while.
Oh, yes, so sorry. So I just assumed you would love to talk about equations. And I mean, obviously, who wouldn't have a question for Albert Einstein? Although, even if it was, you know, why the hair? You'd have something.
Yeah.
Well, that's it, really. I mean, it's Einstein. I guess you need little justification, but also you're into maths.
There's a couple of mathematicians. Mm. What is his name? There's a really famous Welsh mathematician.
Oh!
What is his bloody name? Oh, it's annoying me. It's going to... Really funny. He was the person that created the proof for 1 + 1 = 2.
What?
It's a really non-complicated proof.
You could get away with anything back then, couldn't you?
Yeah.
No one's ever written this down, so.
Mine. I called it mine. Yeah, he proved that 1 + 1 = 2.
So, because nobody else had bothered.
Yeah, and also it needs a proof.
Here's a pen. I've got one thing in my hand. Here's the lid. I've got two things in my hand. There you go.
But we're talking like in the, I think, like 60 years ago, maybe 50 years ago it was proved. We're not talking like back in the olden days.
Not that long ago.
Like, he was also really vocal about nuclear weapons and all that sort of stuff. So, he's, I mean, not as in, like, he's going 1 + 1 and nuclear weapons. This
guy. If they've got one, the Earth's going to split into two.
But 1 + 1 = 2 is a really good proof. I thoroughly recommend people search it out. Oh, what is his name? I've got to look it up. What is his name? It's going to annoy me.
I mean, what are you going to Google? 1 + 1 = 2, proof? Question mark.
Bertrand Russell. That's his name.
I think I've heard the name, actually. I just didn't know that was what it was for, which is 2+2. Yes. Oh, right. There we go. Bertrand Russell. Right. I mean, he's not at the dinner party, but
no,
that's someone you'd like to meet. Is he on your list?
Of dead people?
Yeah.
He probably would be up there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Great. That's nice because it is personal to you. Fictional. I went with Jack Donaghy.
Shut up, really?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I love for someone that gives nothing away. I'm so predictable.
Because I just went for it. I went with it with Jeremy, and I thought he would have done. And then I just thought I'm gonna go again. There's been a few that I sometimes stick with, and I'm like, I'm gonna stick with it. I'm sure it's gonna come through. But that one I just thought with you.
2 out of 3.
I love that.
Have you ever got 2 out of 3 before?
Oof. I think maybe once, maybe, at least joint with. Yeah, there we go.
Incredible scenes.
Thanks very much, mate. Thank you. I'm very proud of that. We both seem happy with that.
Yeah, I'm chuffed.
This is the tough part now, and it is a tough one, where we pick one of your three to go through to the ultimate dinner party.
Mm.
This is a tough one. Where are you leaning?
I mean, keeping it on topic, I'm leaning towards Jack Donaghy.
Wow. Now, I have to remember, who on earth did Jeremy and I put through? I won't tell you because you can go back and listen. Because I'm not in a forced way. I'm not demanding you. I know you'd like to listen to it.
Yeah. This is the only thing. Anthony's sober now, so he doesn't drink.
Oh, didn't realise that. Right. Yeah, not that we're dismissing that, but
no, I think not dismissing that in the slightest, but I think if I'm inviting them, I think I'm looking for a bit of a drinking buddy.
Yeah, right. Someone you're going to sit down and, I mean, Jack is certainly up for that.
Looking at this, sounded by like this dream party, I think it's going to be a bit like, you know, when you go to Edinburgh and you go to one of those loft bars, the professional bars, and people are just looking over your shoulder for the next famous person. I think that's got Joan Rivers written all over it. So,
yes. Yeah, I mean, that's true. If she came back, she'd be like, yeah, thanks for that, but I'm off to talk to, I mean, I use this reference often, Joanna Lumley is there. I mean, Joan Rivers and Joanna Lumley are going to have a great night. Once Joan has been around Elvis and got all that out of her system, she'll have a great night with Joanna Lumley, I'd imagine.
My heart is warming at that sort of image of that. The image of that. Joanna Lumley and Joan Rivers sat down for a drink.
So you want Jack Donaghy? I mean, that's a great drinking buddy.
Yeah.
He'd have a great time. He'd be ridiculous and it'd be so funny to watch him with everybody.
Yeah. Just seeing his killer one-liners. I'd happily just serve him drinks all night.
You enabler. Yeah. Okay, great.
Yeah.
So you're there and you're sat opposite Jack Donaghy.
I'm very excited. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Thank you for coming. Mate, and thanks for coming on.
Oh yes, thanks for having me on. It's such a super super fun podcast. I'm really enjoying listening to it.
Oh mate, oh, thank you so much. It's just been, honestly, at the start it was like I could just hang out with comedians, and you know, it'd be weird if I just sort of started calling comedians up one by one and just asking them questions like this. Everyone would think I was having a breakdown. But if you record it and put it out there, it's absolutely fine. Oh mate, thank you so much. What's your the socials? Instagram, Twitter, Morgan the Reese.
Morgan the Reese. Please, I try and put sketches up every week. Yeah, I don't tweet as much anymore these days. But yeah, I try and put sketches up every week on my socials at Morgan the Reese.
So that was Morgan. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you agree with the choice. I think it's probably the one that maybe in hindsight, listening back, I'm not 100% sure we made the right choice. It was very much for Morgan. Which I think he wouldn't mind me saying. Actually, he probably would. He'll probably message me and apologise. But I just think that maybe one of the other choices would have been better if we're thinking about less what would be a great drinking partner for Morgan and what would actually be the ultimate dinner party.
I think maybe we should have gone with Joan Rivers. Thank you very much for listening. Please remember to share and to rate and subscribe and leave a review and tell your friends, tell your family. And as always, I'll be back again next week with another episode. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.